Ref looks at his watch now, still got a few moments still to go before Sudbury can celebrate. The players on the bench now are on their feet, all ready to run on. And there it is, it's full time. AFC Sudbury, Ryman North champions. They've won here at Chadfields, 1-0. The players embrace. Jamie Godbold, Andy Reynolds, the managing staff here, immediately going over and shaking the hands of the Tilbury management. Very sporting play from them, but the Sudbury players absolutely delighted.
4 months have passed since AFC Sudbury won promotion to the Premier Division and Lowestoft Town were relegated from the National League North. And while the football stopped during the summer, there was still plenty of action off the field. In May, plenty of fans of the non-league game were left shocked when Richard Wilkins was sacked as manager of Leiston, just weeks after guiding the Victory Road side to their highest ever finish.
Football's a funny game, and sometimes things happen and they're a bit of a surprise, but at the end of the day, you know, one door closes, another one opens. I wish Leiston all the best, and you know, you quickly have to move on.
I think anyone in non-league football in Suffolk would have been completely dumbfounded by the decision that Leicester have made. You know, I've said many times to many people that I think Richard is probably the best manager in non-league football. Why he's not a professional manager, I don't know. He was a good professional player.
He did tell us that he was shocked by his dismissal. Isn't really fancying a full-time manager's job for now. He'd be happy to be an assistant. I'm sure a few clubs wouldn't mind having him on board.
Absolutely, yeah. He is an exceptional football man. There's no two ways about it. And there'll be no shortage of people ringing him up, I'm sure, you know. And I'm sure he'd be a fantastic number two for anyone who's lucky enough to get him.
That was Needham Market manager Mark Morsley's reaction to the news. Just days later, he confirmed Wilkins as his number two at Bloomfields, arguably his signing of the summer. In addition, at Needham, goalkeeper Danny Gaze agreed a new two-year deal, and Ollie Fenn has also committed his future to the club. There are new faces as well, and with the likes of Luke Reid and Manny O'Shea in the squad, the Market men should definitely improve on last season's finish just above the relegation zone. So what of Leiston? Well, not long after confirming Richard Wilkins' departure, the Victory Road side unveiled Glenn Driver as their new manager. He knows the club well, having been in charge there previously. He's also been busy on the recruitment front. Exciting forward prospects Regan Pelling and Armani Shah have joined the Blues, along with experienced goalkeeper Nick Iyer and defender Ollie Brown. Blake Saker, meanwhile, has extended his stay at the club, and Leiston have also kept hold of Gareth Heath. Can Driver steer them to at least the playoffs?
Our ambitions is to obviously push on from where Richard has done from this season. Yes, we know it's going to be very difficult. Yes, we want to be in and around the playoffs. We've got an ambitious football club. We will bring kids in, so we're going to have ups and downs. But as long as the football club give us their full support, which I have no doubt in, I feel we'll be okay, and we will definitely be able to compete at the top of the table.
After a couple of seasons in the National League North, Lowestoft Town are back in the Ryman Premier. The fitness of the squad should hopefully benefit from shorter trips on match days, and with Chris Henderson, Adam Fisk, Rossi Jarvis and Sean Bamont among those agreeing new deals, there is a team on paper that should be more than a match for most in the division. In pre-season, Jake Reid was in the goals, and manager Ady Gallagher is confident ahead of match day one.
We know all about this league. We've been in it before. I'm hoping that the lads will bring some of the experience of conference football to their game, because, you know, it is a different level, conference. So, we'd learned a lot in the 2 years that we were there, and I think that we've got a strong squad of players now. I'd like two or three more. But we know all about it, and we know the opposition, most of the opposition. We know that every game's incredibly tough. And we'll be looking to get off to a good start and put in a good show this season.
And there it is, it's full time. AFC Sudbury, Ryman North champions. They've won here at Chadfield.
Back where we started then, with Ryman 1 North champions AFC Sudbury. 100 plus points last season, 90 goals scored. They have momentum. They have new faces in, the likes of Adam Tan, Rob Eagle and Sam Bantick. And their management team of Jamie Godbold and Andy Reynolds, who turned down an opportunity further up the football pyramid during the summer, are keen for more success at the Mel Group Stadium.
We knew exactly what we wanted to add to this group, and I think we obviously are quite short of experience at the level with some of our lads going into it for the first time. We're a young group, really, so we knew the type of player we needed to add to improve the side and the squad. So we're sort of really pleased with the three that we've got, because they all fit the profile of footballer and person that we wanted, to make sure that we don't sacrifice any of the dressing room harmony for the sake of bringing in someone who might add a little bit on the pitch.
What can AFC Sudbury fans realistically expect from the Yellows next season, and what would you like to see?
I would like to see us be competitive. I would like us to win the league again, because I really enjoyed Ryman dinner. It was really good. But realistically, you know, I just want us to be competitive in each and every game that we play, in terms of a league position, to still be in the league. But actually, I think we're better than that. I would like to see us be in the top half, but we're going to have to learn quickly if that's you know, it's me and Andy, the players. We're as supporters, we're going to have to learn really quickly, because it's new to a lot of us. So looking forward to the challenge.